do was show a little patience. If she hadn't found those glittering diamonds she was searching for within that time, then surely she'd come home. But 4 long years had passed and Letty still hadn't returned. The wind picked up as Chase approached the barnyard. He paused on the hill and noticed Letty's brother's beloved Ford truck parked outside the barn. A rush of adrenaline shot through Chase, accelerating his heartbeat. Involuntarily, his hands tightened on Firepower's reins. Lonnie had news. News that couldn't be relayed over the phone. Chase galloped into the yard.
"Evening, Chase,"
Lonnie muttered as he climbed out of the truck.
"Lonnie?"
He touched the brim of his hat with gloved fingers.
"What brings you out?"
"It's about Letty."
The chill that had nipped at Chase earlier couldn't compare to the biting cold that sliced through him now. He eased himself out of the saddle, anxiety making the inside of his mouth feel dry.
"I thought you should know,"
Lonnie continued, his expression uneasy. He kicked at a clod of dirt with the toe of his boot.
"She called a couple of hours ago."
Lonnie wouldn't look him in the eye, and that bothered Chase. Letty's brother had always shot from the hip.
"The best way to say this is straight out," Lonnie said, his jaw clenched. "Letty's pregnant, and the man isn't going to marry her. Apparently he's already married, and he never bothered to let her know."
If someone had slammed a fist into Chase's gut, it wouldn't have produced the reaction Lonnie's words did. He reeled back 2 steps before he caught himself. The pain was unlike anything he'd ever experienced.
"What's she going to do?"
he managed to ask. Lonnie shrugged.
"From what she said, she plans on keeping the baby."
"Is she coming home?"
"No."
Chase's eyes narrowed.
"I tried to talk some sense into her, believe me, but it didn't do a bit of good. She seems more determined than ever to stay in California."
Lonnie opened the door to his truck, looking guilty and angry at once.
"Mom and Dad raised her better than this. I thank God they're both gone. I swear it would have killed Mom."
"I appreciate you telling me,"
Chase said after a lengthy pause. It took him that long to reclaim a grip on his chaotic emotions.
"I figured you had a right to know."
Chase nodded. He stood where he was, his boots planted in the frozen dirt until Lonnie drove off into the fading sunlight. Firepower craned his neck toward the barn, toward warmth and a well-deserved dinner of oats and alfalfa. The gelding's action caught Chase's attention. He turned, reached for the saddle horn, and in one smooth movement remounted the bay. Firepower knew Chase well, and, sensing his mood, the gelding galloped at a dead run. Still, Chase pushed him on, farther and farther for what seemed like hours, until both man and horse were panting and exhausted. When the animal stopped, Chase wasn't surprised that the unplanned route had led him to the hillside where he'd spent so many pleasant afternoons with Letty. Every inch of his land was familiar to him, but none more than those few acres. His chest heaving with exertion, Chase climbed off Firepower and stood on the crest of the hill as the wind gusted against him. His lungs hurt, and he dragged in several deep breaths, struggling to gain control of himself. Pain choked off his breath, dominated his thoughts. Nothing eased the terrible ache inside him. He groaned and threw back his head with an anguish so intense it could no longer be held inside. His piercing shout filled the night as he buckled, fell to his knees, and covered his face with both hands. Then Chase Brown did something he hadn't done in 15 years. He wept. 1. 5 years later. Letty Ellison was home. She hadn't been back to Red Springs in more than 9 years, and she was astonished by how little the town had changed. She'd been determined to come home a star. It hadn't happened. Swallowing her pride and returning to the town, the ranch, without having achieved her big dream was one thing, but to show up on her brother's doorstep, throw her arms around him, and casually announce she could be dying was another. As a matter of fact, Letty had gotten pretty philosophical about death. The hole in her heart had been small enough to go undetected most of her life, but it was there, and unless she had the necessary surgery,